USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As part of his activities at the G7 summit in the UK, President Biden held a bilateral meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he and his group welcome U.S. cooperation on the COVID pandemic.
For all these issues, what we need is cooperation. And I think it's great to have a U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate. And I think that what you demonstrate is that leadership is partnership.
And a lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said the employees weren't being illegally forced to get vaccinated. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Health officials are encouraging those who have not gotten vaccinated against COVID to get their shot as the Delta variant of the virus spreads. The variant has become the dominant strain in the United Kingdom, though it only represents about 6% of cases in the U.S. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News that the vaccines have shown to be effective against this new variant.
There have been hundreds of variants and none of them have evaded the life-protecting effect of the vaccine. And so right now there's no evidence that it is not working in those fully vaccinated. And so I think people can feel good about vaccination and their protection. We are concerned about the Delta variant in public health. Looking at it in the UK, it appears to circulate in younger populations a little faster. It's probably a little more contagious. And there are some early reports that in China, it may result in symptoms setting on a little quicker.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico last week as part of her diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. But critics say that her next trip needs to be to the southern border. Representative Henry Cuellar is one of those who believes Harris and President Biden need to make the trip. The Texas Democrat tells CNN that she also needs to talk to a wide range of people on any border visit.
Just by being here and listening, not having, and I say this with all due respect, a stage visit, but listening to our border mayors, to our county judges, to their sheriffs, to the people that are here, and not just listen to a group of people. Trump would only listen to law enforcement. Democrats just listen to the NGOs. No, we got to have a broad community of voices so we can hear what's happening at the border. Again, our message at the border is yes to legal migration, no to illegal migration.
California will be the next state to roll back its COVID restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signing an executive order that ends the state's stay-at-home order that was in effect for nearly 15 months. The state will also adjust its mask mandates, allowing those who are fully vaccinated to mostly go maskless in public. A number of Newsom's other executive orders relating to the pandemic will begin to expire starting next month. And Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is awake and stable after collapsing during a match at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. The Danish Football Federation says that Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.